Welcome to another episode of Army Real Talk, a segment of AUSA's Army Matters podcast. I am Nzinga Curry, Director of AUSA's Education and Programs Directorate. I am so excited to share that the Association of the U.S. Army is hosting its 66th annual meeting and exposition, the largest land power exposition and professional development forum in North America. However, as a result of COVID-19 and in consideration of the health and safety of our participants, AUSA leadership has converted the 2020 AUSA annual meeting from an in-person meeting to a virtual experience. This virtual experience, which we are calling AUSA Now, starts tomorrow, Tuesday, 13 October, and ends on Friday, 16 October. AUSA Now is comprised of 3 days of virtual speeches, forums, and professional development events, followed by a 4th day dedicated to association events such as regional and chapter activities. The Army theme for their programming is The Time Is Now. To discuss further, I am joined by a very special guest, Lieutenant General retired Patricia McChristian, AUSA's Vice President of Membership and Meetings, who is also the chair of the annual meeting. So, ma'am, I am just elated about how AUSA has moved forward to provide a virtual experience for our wonderful participants. Would you be able to share a little bit of information about AUSA as far as an overview of what we are to expect?
Well, thank you so much, Nzinga. It's great to be part of AUSA's podcast program. Our team does such a great job with providing information in this format because, as you know, the Army matters. When it became clear that we could not safely host an in-person event, AUSA's meetings teams launched into an intense search to find virtual solutions. As we did so, we were very pleased to know that the senior leaders of the Army were supportive of that endeavor. The annual meeting has long been an important part of their efforts to broadcast extensive information to so many people across America's Army, with our allies and partners around the world, with members of industry, all of the small, medium, and large businesses who provide the equipment and services the Army must have to perform their many missions. It draws thought leaders from academia and research institutions to help us think about issues of today and opportunities for the future. It's an important event. If we can't do it in person, we will do it virtually.
Excellent, excellent. So the program lineup looks phenomenal. Would you be able to share a few highlights of the events and programs or providing us with a sneak peek?
Okay, we've got a pretty extensive list of speakers and topics. I'll run through the lineup quickly, but for those listening, a great source of information is our AUSA website, AUSA.org. We'll hear from the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of the Army, the Chief of Staff of the Army, the Sergeant Major of the Army, commanders of the Army Major Commands. We'll hear from Assistant Secretaries of the Army, leaders of personnel modernization training and readiness programs, Army civilian training. We have 3 terrific family forums lined up. We have technology presentations. Really, it's too much to mention everything, but it is a really terrific lineup. And Singa, I know your team's working with many of the panels that will be part of AUSA's educational programming. So I wanted to give you the chance to highlight some of those panels.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Yes, we are working hard to be sure to provide a phenomenal contemporary military forum panel setup, as well as having a homeland security forum. It will be throughout Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, with 3 on Tuesday, 3 on Wednesday, and 2 on Thursday. Homeland security will be on that Wednesday. And the panels are essentially tailored to address the Army's most important and most immediate issues. And so we are going to look at pertinent military and national security subjects, which include diversity and inclusion. We're going to focus on Army people strategies. We're also going to always focus on balancing readiness and modernization, as well as winning the war and focusing again on people and talent. So we are really excited of what we have to bring to you. And again, we will kick this off all on tomorrow.
I also want to mention that we've got the Chief of the Army National Guard, the Chief of the National Guard Bureau, and the Chief of the Army Reserve as a special panel presentations for those components of our multi-component Army.
That is excellent. And the programming is very robust, but we don't stop there, do we, ma'am? We also have a exposition. You know, we're going to have a virtual exposition. How is that going to be structured? How is that going to work?
Well, working with our vendor, eShow, we've designed a virtual convention center with exhibit halls, with networking centers, and of course, all of the educational programming, all the speakers. You can visit exhibitors to learn about their products and services and their virtual booths and many exhibit halls. We have extensive ways to set up meetings with individuals that are participating and with the businesses that are participating. And we also have a game room where you can take part in some competitions we've structured to add some elements of fun and learning.
That does sound fun. I believe if you enjoy the process, you will walk away with new knowledge. So that's exciting.
It is an experience you won't want to miss.
Perfect, perfect. So I want to shift just a bit, and I am interested in learning a little bit more myself about the award. And so we have our Marshall Awards recipient, which is the Family of the Year this year. That is really exciting. Are you able to share any details?
Well, I did want to talk about our overall award programming. Every year, our association recognizes individuals who demonstrate a lifelong commitment to service. Our awards are named in honor of many who came before us, who also epitomize the values that we cherish and want to replicate. So we have awards in recognition of exceptional service to the Army, to our association, to the Non-Commissioned Officer Corps, Army civilians, to our National Guard and Army Reserve components, to our industry partners, and every year we do an Army Family of the Year. We also have an award for national service. We've got some wonderful recipients that we're going to recognize this year. But every year, the ultimate award is the presentation of the George Catlett Marshall Award. As you noted, this year it goes to the Army family. It will be highlighted during the Marshall ceremony on Thursday at noon in a very moving presentation. I hope many will join to hear about the importance of Army families and the high esteem we hold for them for all they contribute to the readiness of our Army. Thanks for asking about it.
As you probably are aware, I am an Army brat, and so when I heard that the Marshall Award recipient is the Army Family of the Year, I was really excited. And I actually have to share that the annual meeting each year really rejuvenates me because, as I stated, I'm an Army brat. I have been blessed to be with AUSA for over 15 years, and I have to admit, sometimes you get desensitized, but whenever I attend the opening ceremony, which kicks off the event, and then I end it by attending the Marshall dinner, I get this feeling about feeling connected with the United States Army. I am so proud of those who serve, including my father, who served in the Army for over 23 years. And then I drag my Air Force husband to attend these different events with me when I'm not working. And he, too, is honored to be part of this fantastic event. So I'm just so excited about the award recipients and just AUSA now as a whole. I'm looking forward to hearing about how people participate and are too impressed. But if they are interested in registering and attending, how do they do that?
Well, thanks, Nzinga. I will say that I share that appellation with you. I'm also an Army brat, and I wear that title with great pride as well. And I do think you're absolutely correct. This is all about staying connected with the Army, learning more about America's Army. If you want to register, if you haven't already registered, go to the AUSA website, AUSA.org, select Meetings and Events, then AUSA Now, and click on the Registration tab. There's no cost to register, but we do ask that you read and comply with some basic rules for attendance.
Perfect, perfect. So how many people are we expecting this year to attend the virtual experience?
Well, it's a new endeavor, so we don't know what we don't know yet. But in 2019, at our in-person meeting, we hosted almost 33,000 people over 3 days at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in D.C. This year, because you don't have to travel to take part, we're hoping more people take advantage of the opportunity to participate. We know that many leaders are encouraging soldier and Army civilian participation for the professional development, as mission requirements will allow. And we encourage everyone who supports the Army to register. So we're hoping for many, 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 many people to participate in AUSA Now. The time is now.
Love it, love it. So are there any tips as how one should navigate the event, how they should get the most of the virtual experience?
well, register. That's the most important thing. We've posted a lot of tips to navigate in the virtual convention center, but at this point, the best way is just to log in and start exploring. We've also got a virtual information desk. If you need help, if you get stuck on anything, we're there to help. We want you to have a wonderful experience at AUSA Now.
Excellent. Ma'am, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy schedule and providing this information to our listening audience. I know, like myself, many are going to be very excited about attending and will get a lot out of attending AUSA Now.
I just want to thank all of the people that have dedicated so much time and effort to helping us put this on, from everybody who we've invited to speak, everybody who has worked so hard on developing the virtual experience with us. There's so many people that have been involved. You and your team, the entire AUSA staff, and so many of our partners that we've worked very hard with to bring this to fruition. So we're really looking forward to it.
To all our listeners, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. The Army Matters podcast series is brought to you by the Association of the United States Army, the U.S. Army's professional association, member-supported, Army-connected. Visit us at AUSA.org for more information or to become a member. Your membership helps AUSA continue to carry out its mission to educate, inform, and connect with the total Army, our industry partners, and our supporters of a strong national defense. For questions or to provide topic recommendations, email us at podcast@AUSA.org. Have a great Army Day. Hooah.